looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.
Now, the New South Wales Police and Australian Federal Police have arrested 7 juveniles. And this is a major terrorist raid in southwest Sydney today. So these arrests are linked to the investigation into the alleged terrorist attack at the Christ the Good Shepherd Church in Wakeley last week. The stabbing attack, alleged stabbing attack, I should say. Now, the New South Wales Police Deputy Commissioner Dave Hudson, he said that while there is no ongoing threat to the community, they believe all 7 juveniles had been radicalised by religious ideology. Effectively, they could have been a terror cell.
It was considered that the group, subject of our attention, posed an unacceptable risk and threat to the people of New South Wales, and our current purely investigative strategies could not adequately ensure public safety. As a result, we determined that we needed to escalate our activities and that overt action was required.
So 13 homes or 13 search warrants were executed, 7 juveniles arrested, 5 more are assisting police with inquiries right now. Josh Bryant, our court reporter here at 2GB, he's been at police headquarters. He's across the story. Josh, pretty frightening announcement, really.
Good afternoon, Chris. Yes, that's right. And as you said, a very significant operation, 400 police involved. And as we heard the deputy commissioner saying, they were monitoring, after discovering this group, they were monitoring and investigating, but they felt that because of the unacceptable risk, they had to act leading to this police operation today, because as we heard, religiously motivated violent extremist ideology is the allegation that police say these members of this group held.
Any idea of whether or not it was online or whether or not they were potentially being radicalised here in Sydney?
So they were very brief on details with investigations being ongoing, but they did say that obviously they're looking at how they interacted, how they knew each other, whether obviously they are all located in Sydney, all of those who have been arrested at this stage. So how much of their interactions was in person, how much was online. Obviously, items seized during these search warrants will still have to be analysed. So plenty more for police to uncover when it comes to this investigation.
I did note they said that this is not there's no ongoing threat, there is no live threat as such. Did this group have any targets, though?
Not that police outlined. Again, they stressed that it is very early in their investigation, and they didn't say anything about any specific targets that had been identified or any particulars of any potential attack. But again, it was just highlighting what they perceived as the risk that was posed, the unacceptable risk. And that was why at a meeting yesterday, they made the decision to move from monitoring to carrying out this proactive raid as part of their investigation.
Josh Bryant, appreciate your time.
Thanks, Chris.
2GB reporter Josh Bryant, 131873. Just to repeat, 7 juveniles arrested, 5 more assisting police with their inquiries, 13 search warrants executed, 400 police involved in the operation. A youth terror cell is how it is being described.
Are you looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.